This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, California issues its COVID holiday regulations, and opponents are calling them ridiculous. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
As the holidays are approaching and people are looking forward to some quality time together and celebrating cherished family traditions, Governor Gavin Newsom of California and his public health department might be closer to resembling the Grinch that stole Christmas. On October 9th, the California Department of Public Health issued new guidelines to police family celebrations during the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday seasons. The shockingly stringent requirements for even attending a family gathering include: no more than three households can assemble at a time. The host should collect names and contact information of all attendees. All gatherings must be outdoors, with guests limiting their time indoors. Seating shall be at least 6 feet apart in all directions between members of different households. Face coverings are mandatory unless eating or drinking, but must be put back on afterward. Gatherings should be 2 hours or less. They are even issuing restrictions about singing, chanting, shouting, and physical exertion. The document states that singing, chanting, and shouting are strongly discouraged, but if they occur, the following rules and recommendations apply. All people who are singing or chanting should wear a face covering at all times while singing or chanting, including anyone who is leading a song or a chant. People who are singing or chanting are strongly encouraged to do so quietly or at below the volume of a normal speaking voice. Instrumental music is allowed. Many California citizens have taken to Twitter and other social media outlets to express their frustration with the latest edicts. An organization that supports religious freedom, called SaveCalifornia.com, took the governor to court over his draconian edicts, and Kevin Kiley, a California Assembly member, said that a permanent injunction is being requested against the unlawful state orders that are inflicted on the residents of the Golden State. Pray that despite any contested regulations, Christians in California will be able to spread God's joy to the world this Christmas. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.